Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about The Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Max, why don't churches teach more about miracles?
Well, Roy, a lot of churches, of course, do teach about miracles 2,000 years ago, and they teach about miracles 4,000 years ago. Talk about Moses, talk about Jesus. But, you know, a large percentage of the churches stop talking at the end of the Bible.
Why? Are they afraid of it? Well, it takes away their power?
Yeah, well, first of all, a lot of churches aren't experiencing
the
kind of miracles, and so that's out of their frame of reference. And so there's a, you know, it's about tradition. You believe what you're told and what you're taught, and the Bible talks about all these miracles thousands of years ago. But the truth of the matter is it says in the Bible that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he is still working those miracles. And so some churches believe those words and they pray for miracles and they see them. Others think it ended, or they just think it's so rare it's not even worth praying about. So that's why some churches will pray for the doctors, but they won't pray for you to get healed, you know. And we learned, yes, it's fine to pray for the doctors, but it's also okay to pray for God just to flat heal you.
Which is interesting because two of the things that Jesus is known for is being resurrected.
Right.
And his miracles.
Right. Right.
I mean, one of the things that history remembers Jesus as doing the miracles.
Right. So the Bible is real clear that those miracles are supposed to continue. I mean, he says we're the kids. We're supposed to go do the stuff. Signs and wonders are supposed to follow those.
And he was always showing his disciples how to do this, and you can do them too.
Yeah, and he tells us in the generations, you're going to do even greater things.
Right.
And so you really, if you don't believe God works miracles, you have to develop a theology against them that tries to dismiss those miracles. But the truth is, I just read the Bible and discovered God still says he's working miracles. And my wife, Sherry, here urged me to read the Bible. And I never read the whole Bible. I just read the, you know, we raised Southern Baptist, so I just read the Baptist parts. But she said, read the whole book. So I read the whole book and I went, oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch of good stuff in here. And when you have problems in your life, guess what? You need the intervention and miracles of God. And that's what got us into seeking God's miracles. And by the grace of God, we've seen thousands.
Every week we talk about a miracle of the week, and this week is no exception. Why don't you share that miracle?
Yeah, let me share another one that happened. We had so many happen at our Easter service, 2000 Easter service up on the mountain. We could talk about a bunch of them, but there was one particular that, as I shared about the glory and the Shekinah, and there's all kinds of glory that God has, but one of them is the visible glory. It's actually, you see it with your human natural eyes. And after I shared, there were two ladies that just got covered. I mean, a whole bunch of people got covered in their hands and a little bit here and there, but there was two ladies that God, it just looked like he took a big old glitter bottle and just unloaded it. But the one lady came up to me and she said, I went over to that cross after you said what you said, and I raised my hands and I prayed, and it just started raining on me like rain in the center of the cross. And she just was covered, and you could see her dress just covered. And I said, ma'am, please put this story down and send me an email so I can get this right. And she said, you know, there was two guys, and I think she said they were well-dressed guys, and they were Jewish. And they watched her being covered in the glory. Now, I don't know if they were Messianic Jews, Jews that believe Jesus is Messiah, or just Jews that don't believe Jesus is Messiah. But I would guess they're Messianic Jews because they were right there at the foot of the cross. And they watched God rain this glory on this lady. And, I mean, she was just a basket case after that. I mean, her just tears flowing. And it was just an awesome experience. And God did that so those two Messianic Jews, you know, could see that visible presence of God. And the Bible says that the Jews need a sign. And indeed, they believe, you know, in Moses and the miracles that happened. And so they got a sign. So it was really neat.
Well, Sherry Griner's here with us this morning as well. Sherry, step up here a little bit. I want to ask you what it was like when you first had that experience. I think it was in the church in Austin. And they called you out and they said, we want you to build a
tabernacle. Last Day's Tabernacle.
What did you think about that?
It was Mahesh Chavda, and he called it the Last Day's Tabernacle. And Max and I just looked at each other like, oh, dear, what is he talking about? I mean, I think he missed the mark on that one. That can't be right. But we just listened to it, and it is on tape, and we have it. And he was right. It really was meant to be, and that's what how it all came about.
And what do you think? I remember I've heard the story about how the land came about, and then it was going to be free, and then they had to have $500,000, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy comes through that had been praying with you.
Herschel Reed,
that you didn't know had that money, that kind of money, and all of a sudden, that came through. What was your experience when you heard? Well, you were there, or you heard about it? You were there when this happened.
I was there, yes.
Yeah, so when this happened, what did you think about that?
Well, I think my mouth just dropped open, and I just couldn't believe it. Because I think Max had such faith all along. Every time we would drive past that mountain at Highway 16 and I-10 in Kerrville, Texas, he would point up to that mountain and he'd say, God's going to give us that mountain. And I'm going, okay, uh-huh. And then I'd think to myself, I know God can do this, but boy, I sure want to see how he's going to pull this one off. And I would just always think
that
to
myself. So you understood. You knew that it was going to happen. What you weren't clear of course, was how it was going to happen.
The facts weren't clear to me. I would just shake my head. I thought, okay, God, how will you do this?
And our daughter, Diana Shea, she was a teenager at the time, and she'd just roll her eyes when her daddy would say, see that mountain right there? God's going to give your daddy that mountain for Jesus. We're going to build a garden up there.
And he said it every single time.
Every time we get to that intersection, we'd speak that out. God's going to give me that mountain. And then that's when Herschel Reed put out a fleece, and he said, God, if I'm supposed to give this foundation, the Coming King Foundation and the Griners, $500,000 to buy that 23 acres on I-10. When I open my eyes, I want to see a hawk floating over my head. And when he opened his eyes, there were almost a dozen northern hare hawks.
You were there when that
and
happened.
Sherry saw
oh,
it.
Yes.
What was it like when you? Now, did you know ahead of time?
No.
Nobody knew. So when you looked up, you saw those hawks circling. You just thought there were a lot of hawks.
Yeah. Well, our little nephew Sam Greiner pointed up to the sky and he says, "Look, look at all the hawks." And so that's when we all looked up and we could see them, and they were actually circling our heads.
And that's very rare for hawks to do that.
Well,
you know,
not that many of them,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe one or two.
And right before that, we had just prayed.
Well, buzzards, they circled, but not hawks.
Yeah, and we just prayed over a little cedar 13-inch cross that we'd made, and we anointed it with water, oil, and soil from Israel. And then we claimed that land and we put it in the ground and claimed it for God, and that we asked for 1 million souls would come to Jesus. And that's when the scorpion then appeared and charged the cross, and Sherry was there.
And it was a large scorpion, and I remember having to stomp it about four or five times, and it just wouldn't die. I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to kill the scorpion.
Yeah, it was tough.
And so,
but she killed it.
We didn't realize it, but that was like a premonition of what's going to happen in trying to erect
the
cross.
Yeah,
the battle
was getting
the
ready.
Battle, because yeah. we were audited, and finally we were sued, we were slandered. And even in the original prophecy from Mahesh Chavda, which most people don't realize, and I discounted it at first, but the first words out of Mahesh Chavda's mouth when he gave us that prophecy, when we were sitting in a church in Austin, total strangers, he said, "God will be your attorney." And then he went in and said, "You will be involved in restoring the tabernacle and all the earth." And so when I listened to it, I said, "Oh, we don't need an attorney." You know, wrong. You know,
we didn't know how much the forces of evil that were going to line up against you.
Yeah, but see, God knew, and he said, "I'll be your attorney." And indeed, he had to be, because the attorney that actually came to us when they found out we're being sued, we found out was working for the other side.
Well,
you know, and so God had to be our attorney and win the day for us.
I didn't experience it to the great detail that you have, but we have done a radio show up there before, remember? And we have twice been zapped by the devil and didn't want us to do it, but we survive. And
so
you got my
easy.
Attention. So if anybody says, "Is the devil real?" Oh, yeah, he's real.
Yeah. And if anybody listening out there, if you're trying to do something for God, you can get those positive confirmations like the hawks flying over the top and somebody handing you $500,000, but there's also negative confirmations, which is what we call them, and that's when you get that resistance from the enemy. If you're really trying to do something for God, the enemy will rise up in some form and try to stop what you're doing. So just count them all joy, keep going, do what God's told you to do, forgive, and you just keep doing what God tells you to do, and you'll
It'll
get to where
successful.
He says. Yeah, it may be a long time. It took us 15 years to get to this point, but it's been a
great
journey.
I'm going to ask both of you this question. Did you ever have any idea that when you started this down this road that thousands of people would be coming from all over the world to the garden?
Go ahead, Sherry, did you expect that many people to be coming, honey?
I hope they would, but I just didn't think that they – that many would come, but I am astounded that so many people from other countries come, and surely almost every state.
Yeah, it has been every state.
States for
yeah,
sure.
And 54 countries, and it's been in the hundreds of thousands now. Since we opened the gate, if you added it all up, it's been hundreds of thousands of people. We had almost 100,000 in 2015 last year, and we're counting with a digital counter, and I mean, and it's shocking everybody, including the Chamber of Commerce and the Visitors Bureau. And because why would people come to a rocky hill in the hill country? But it's not because the art's so great.
It's not because
the landscaping's so great. It's because the
Holy
presence.
Spirit is there.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is there, and people are desperate for a living God. And some of these people, they've come over 40 times. Some people stay for 8 hours. We had one guy stayed for 42 days. I mean, see, there is something going on. That's holy ground, and that's why the people are coming, because they're making connection with the living God, and we are at a desperate time, and people are desperate, and that's why they come.
When they come, what do they find when they come?
Well,
Jesus shows up. God shows
right
up.
Here, you got to get here.
God shows up and does his thing, and they don't really leave the same as they were when they first got there. They're completely different, and things have changed, and they're uplifted, and the ones that didn't have hope suddenly have hope again.
Yeah, so really it's the full buffet up there, you know, and it's not a church, but what we offer is salvation, through Jesus Christ. And so that prayer is in the cross. We offer power of the Holy Spirit. That's why we put a plaque up there with the prayers about receiving the power of the Holy Spirit, which some denominations call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's the empowerment. And then we have a plaque for healing, and people are getting healed, getting delivered, physically healed, healed of alcoholism, sexual abuse, drug abuse. And then we have the fourth plaque is for miracles, and people are having miracles, signs and wonders, and things are happening in their lives and families that's saving them.
Let me ask you a question now. This garden, is it completely finished yet, or does it still have a ways to go?
Well, the good news is the top garden, the vision that God gave us in that prophecy in 2001, it's finished. It's done. It's all done. God's 100% there. But the grounds, we still need handicapped parking lots, Roy. We still need lights. We still need to finish the front entrance. There's just a lot of things. We need restrooms. I know there's a lot of people that would like restrooms. We tell everybody our fancy restrooms are over at the Cracker Barrel, and they got to go over there.
We
have portable toilets, thankfully, that have been donated by
Louetta's father.
Yeah. And but yeah, so we do need, and we're building the garden without debt. We felt like God said, do this.
It is debt-free, and it is a 501c3.
Right, so people can make tax-deductible donations.
Anything they donate is completely tax-deductible.
That's right. And if the Spirit tells you to donate some toilets up there, we'd sure appreciate it, or lights or whatever. But we're trusting
Him. And a lot of people have done that.
Yes, they have.
The list is a mile long of all the people that have donated stuff. And not everything's been huge. Some of it's small.
Yeah, every little bit helps. Yeah, and we sure appreciate it. And again, God called Sherry and I on that prophecy. But He's now called thousands of people to join us to do this thing for Jesus.
People are listening. How do they get in touch with us?
www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our Visitor's Comment this week.
Once again, I'm back with you and have some more great comments. The first one is from Edna Kay, and she's from Odessa, Texas. Edna says, wonderful place to visit. Back to the garden. This is a wonderful place. It's a work in progress with new sculptures being added and new pathways being added. Limestone is used to line the walkways. Scriptures are embedded in the stone pathways. Bronze sculptures appear in different locations in the garden. Wildflowers used flower beds. The cross, which is at the heart of the gardens, is over 77 feet tall and made of heavy metal. The view from on top of this hill is also inspiring. You can see many of the hills all around the area. There's an area to drop off those who are having problems with walking or handling steps. Please visit this site. You'll be inspired, can reflect, and feel God's Spirit here. May you enjoy this wonderful garden. This one came in from TripAdvisor. This one is from Carol Torrance, and she's in charge of Aglow International from Dallas, Texas. She says, dear Max and Sherry, thank you so much for your love, prayers, and support. We love you, you and Sherry, and thank God for you for all that you are doing for the kingdom. And Cammie from Tuscola, Texas. That's a new town. I've not known that town, but I guess we have it. Very peacefully, we visited quickly on our way out of town on a Sunday. We spent lots of time reading the scripture stones and taking in the view. Very peaceful. We were very glad we visited. Ann D. from Austin, Texas says, cross sculpture. Even though there was construction, like planting bushes and adding rocks going on, the place was very peaceful. The bronze sculptures are very well done. Scriptures all along the pathways in three languages, Spanish, English, and German. Bring a stone with your prayer on it for the prayer rock. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Touchdown. This one was anonymous. I go to school in Kerrville, and this location is amazing. And how the layout is a cross that you walk on is also amazing. Stephen Hardy, Ranchers ATV. And thank you for the great, glorious stop on a road trip. Victor from Spring, Texas. Michael, and to end today, Michael says, beautiful, serene place. And that's all for this time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming Kings Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.